All right, so I watched the first video, Shift Happens, and I was shocked by a lot of the numbers, but I mean, I shouldn't be su too surprised with all of the developments that are being made. But some of the numbers were kind of big. And one thing was I noticed that 18.1% in like digital funding has gone up, and that kind of relates to teachers, not technicians. That article. There were some things in there that really surprised me. Like there was one part where it was talking about the key trends were mobile learning, online and blended learning, and e-textbooks. And the mobile learning said something about how like sixth grader, like middle, like K through two had cell phones. And I mean, there were numbers and they were legitimate numbers, but I just don't understand because those kids are still too, I mean, I just, it's moving too fast, I think, the whole technology thing, as far as young children shouldn't have cell phones. That's just, I guess that's just opinion. But other things I saw in that article were the three E's, obviously, is the title. And the three E's were enable, engage, and empower. And I just felt like my presentation that I gave, the three C's were that were collect, comprehend, and create. Those are kind of parallel because with increased access, you do have more to work with, and then once you're engaged, you're understanding it better. You have a deeper knowledge, and then, I mean, empowered and create. I mean, the student has the freedom to create whatever they want, to make whatever they want, and I mean, it's up to them, and technology gives them that power. As far as the key trends they were talking about, the blended learning, that just reminded me of in class when we watched the thing about AP classes that were, it did like the distance learning and all the kids were on the teachers and the t or on the computers and the teacher had the headset and was talking to them all and giving them instant feedback. And like, yeah, the shy kids were speaking up more because they weren't in front of everyone, but that's just so not how the real world works. Like, you have to interact with other people, and I just don't think that's an awesome idea at all. Like, yeah, it's convenient for small AP classes that are in like, smaller schools and they might want to combine and within a district or something, but it just freaks me out that people are like turning half cyborg here just so that they can communicate. And I mean, people need to get over some of their insecurities and just speak up. And that also relates to the CNN article that I saw where the guy had Twitter and all the students were like responding in class via Twitter, I mean, yeah, they're talking more, or like, they're participating more in class, but they're not talking, and like, you need to talk. I mean, people have voices and they need to speak. And another thing that, or teachers, not technicians, that article, there were the things listed that the International Society for Technology and Education, like they're like necessary things for teachers, and then like how California had their own things on like teaching credentials. They had the basic hard no knowledge of basic hardware and software, competent in operation and care, and basic troubleshooting. And I just think like, yeah, that's basic stuff that a teacher needs to know, they think. But to me, that's like basic stuff that everyone needs to know, like, or that everyone already does know. And it's just not enough because, I mean, students know more than teachers as far as technology. And having that be required of a teacher is just no. Like, they need to know like exact programs they can use for this application, or to meet this standard, or to get students engaged in this part of class. And like one idea I had was just like if there were more workshops or communities within districts, because they need the network and support. And I know like at my old high school it was small, and there was one teacher who had his own website, but he was the only person within the whole district that had his own website. And like our school had its own website, but it sucked. It was awful. And I really think that if that having a blog and having something like that would have been more effective for a student's like to be able to go online and check. I mean, I went back and shadowed my Spanish teacher, and she also has a website now, but it's just there needs to be more of a system set up within the school, and there just needs to be more of a community of people who want to use that technology, because I really do think that it'll benefit students outside of the classroom and teachers and parents. I mean, the whole everyone, it'll help everyone. And then the clip with Glee, I guess I agree with both views. Like, well, I don't know her character's name, but Gwyneth Paltrow is saying be an individual and recognize them. But then Will Schuster, that's the character's name, he's saying to look at others and recognize others. And I just think that you need to have a good balance of both of those. And I think that Paltrow's character saying she tweeted stuff, that's a little creepy, especially since she's a substitute teacher and she tweets about her students getting good grades. I just, that doesn't make sense because subs can't even grade papers. I don't think that's legal. It wasn't at my school, and I just don't understand how that worked. But talking about like that equal balance, another thing was like that goes along with that was Thomas Carroll's article about if we didn't have schools today, like how would we invent the schools of today? And he referenced cyber cynics and cyber prophets, and like I think just looking at myself, at first I would say I'm a cyber cynic just because schools need to be more personal and it shouldn't be all about machines. But I do agree that technology has an important role within teaching and within the educational realm. And I do think that this class overall has really helped me see that it's not just a tool, but it's like an extended part of someone. And it's not, I mean, it's just, it should be used more often, but I don't think it's like something that we should rely on and go for all the way, because even though it's convenient and even though it's efficient, like within schools, I mean, not every aspect of our lives is controlled by technology. And I don't know, I just prefer the personal to the machine. At the beginning, they said something about the Wright brothers, and I was thinking, you know, yeah, the Wright brothers, like, no one taught them how to fly a plane. But then, since then, there have been so many advancements in flight, and there still are. And as far as education, we started with, primitive, then we got the one-room schoolhouse. Obviously, that's a huge jump, but like, we just keep going. And I think that, as far as education has gone, in regards to this article, we're just at a plateau, and people are just too stubborn, and they prefer the traditional ways of teaching things. And I think that, I mean, I really just skimmed the Reinventing Schools article. I think that learning should be more global, and he does make the argument that it should be the network community that's working together. But I think that schools fail overall in their general goals of educating students and getting everyone, hitting all the nails on the head, because they're aimed towards the whole and they're not aimed towards individual students. And I think that you really need to focus on the individual student in order to have each person excel. And I think like technology does do a good does play a good role in recognizing the individual. But there's just no personal component there. It's, I guess you could make the argument. I mean, there could be, but I just need to look into it more. But education just doesn't match up with the real world anymore. And we're using technology to teach things more efficiently and assess like schoolwork and just the overall function in the schools. But what we're actually teaching just doesn't work anymore. And I think that we really need to update that. And that's really all I have to comment about this.